Bruchim Haboim, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Monday night's Parsha class. Today's date is Chof Adar Tavshin Pe Gimel, corresponding with the English calendar, March 13, 2023. This week's Parsha is Parsha Vayakel, together with a second Parsha, Pekudei. These parshas are joined together because this year is not a leap year, and therefore the parshas have to be combined in order that we all finish together on Simchas Torah, so we can all throughout the world read the Torah, complete the Torah during the holiday of Simchas Torah. This week is also, we're going to read Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is the parsha that deals with the laws of Pesach, the laws of Korban Pesach, the laws of being careful of not having chametz or eating chametz on Pesach, and of course the laws that surround eating matzah. It's a very special parsha. They'll take out another Sefer Torah, and they will be reading Parshas Bo. There is another special event of this week's parsha. It would be called, it'll be the Shabbos Mevorchim. They're going to be blessing the new month, the month of Nisan. It'll be Rosh Chodesh this coming Thursday, and which would mean that those who daven Ma'ariv Wednesday night, they'll already have to be saying Yalav Yavo, and they'll be reading Hallel and Musaf Thursday morning. Another important event is that we're going to conclude Sefer Shemos with Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. And we call it Shabbat Chazak. Shabbos of saying Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. There's so much happening in this weekend, and therefore I'm just giving you a prelude to what to expect. Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei really go together very closely with the message of the Parsha. It's the actual building of the Mishkan and creating and designing the Big Day Kahuna. All this will be mentioning in the Kriya Satira of both Vayakel and Pekudei. As I've mentioned once before, building of the Mishkan is a microcosm of the world and a microcosm of the Adam, of the human being. And we have to realize that this event is extremely important and is the center focal of the Parsha of Vayakel Pekudei, as until now Parsha Truman Tetzaveh talked about what Moshe Rabbeinu was instructing the Bnei Yisrael and the craftsmen what to do, and finally in Vayakel Pekudei, they finally get to work. In the discussion of building the Mishkan, there is an important part that is mentioned in Rashi that brings out a pasuk that deals with the Nesiyim having contributed their portion to the Mishkan. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed He Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Torah tells us the following: the Nesiyim contributed the Avnei Shayhem and Avnei Hamiluim. Let me read you the pasuk. The Nesiyim have brought the stones called the Shoham stones. Those were the ones that stood, that were put on the shoulder straps of the Kohen Gadol Mishbeis, Avnei HaMiluim, and the stones that filled up the Choshen, the breastplate, La'efuz V'la'choshen. They also brought Habosem, the spices, Es HaShemen, and the oil, L'mo'or, or the Shemen HaMishcha, for the Teres HaSamim. It was also including the oil for the anointing and the Ketores HaSamim and the spices for the Ketores for the incenses. Despite their contribution, the Torah mentions their name missing a yud. They are not being recognized for their contribution the way we would have thought they would. Rashi goes into detail and explains to us the reason behind it, and it's an eye-opener in how we, B'nai Yisrael, should go about giving tzedakah, giving contributions for the construction of not just only a Mishkan, but today it would mean the building and the construction of Bate Midrashim, places of learning, yeshivas, kolalim, and shuls, so forth, the like. What is the message? Rashi says something very important. Quotes a Medrash. Amar Rav Nassan said, Mara unisim lihisnadi b'chanukas ha-mizbeach b'tchila. Now Rashi is telling us that the Nisim later on in Parshas Naso ended up with an enormous contribution to the Mishkan. They donated 6 wagons and 12 oxen so that the Levim would have these wagons to help them carry the heavy boards and curtains. And on top of that, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, each of the Nesiim donated their own korban, and it was listed in the Torah in detail. Says Reb Nassan, he asked the question, Ma ro'u Nesiim lisnadi b'chanukas ha-mizbeach b'tchila, u'b'melechas ha-mishkan lo'i nisnadu b'tchila? He's explaining to us that Nesiim, when they gave their contribution to the Mishkan, they were the last to give. They were not the first to give. What was their intention? Their intention was that, and they made it very, very clear, that they were wealthy and that they were going to supplement anything that would be lacking in the construction of the Mishkan. They were prepared to give everything and anything that was necessary. But the only problem was they were the last to donate. They thought they were going to end up giving much more, but they heard an announcement from Moshe Rabbeinu to stop the contribution to the Mishkan because they had already been enough people or enough of gold and silver and other properties that were being donated to the Mishkan. And the Nesiim said, but 1 minute, we didn't donate anything yet. And they quickly donated the list of the things which I mentioned before. They were the last to donate, and they felt terrible about it. Because they were the last to donate, Torah tells us they lost a yud from their name. So when the word Nesiim is written in this week's parsha, the pasuk reads, V'ha Nesiim heviu es avnei hashem ve'es avnei hamiluim. The word Nesiim is missing a yud. It should have been written, Vav Hey Nun Sin Aleph Yud Mem, and now it's written without a Yud. is Vav Hey Nun Sin Aleph Mem, without the Yud. And they were very, very ashamed of themselves, that they lost a Yud from their name, and it was a sign from Shamayim that Hashem was upset with them. And we have to explain this. They later, as I just mentioned before, felt so bad that they were the last to donate, that they ended up donating first at the time of the celebration, at the inauguration of the Mishkan later on, and they gave tremendous, tremendous amount of their wealth, their kabbanas, their special wagons and oxen for the purpose of the Mishkan. This is how they showed their disappointment in the losing their Yud in their name, and that Hashem was upset with their contribution. But we have a lot to explain over here. They went ahead and they were prepared to give everything that they wanted, everything that they needed. There was nothing going to prevent the Nesi'im from contributing to the Mishkan. And because they were last in the contribution, they were punished. How do we understand this? First of all, if they openly said that we're going to give it all to the Mishkan, whatever is necessary, they openly, publicly said, we are here for you. We are here to give to the Mishkan. Why did they feel so low and feel ashamed of themselves, being that they were on the last? This question is brought up in the Sefer Be'er Mechokek, tells of Rosh Yeshiva, Chaim Monach HaKed, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, tries to explain this issue that the Nesi'im had to do tshuva for what they did. But it's hard to understand, what did they do so terrible? Here, they offered everything that was necessary to supplement anything that was missing. It was a tremendous contribution. It's like someone saying, at the beginning of a building of a tremendous yeshiva, whatever is lacking in the funds, we will supply, even if it's several $1 million, we will supply. That's not a small matter. They in a similar sense said the same thing. What was the problem over here? Why was Hashem disappointed? And why did they have to get the punishment of losing a yud from their name? So the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Monach HaKed Zatzal, explains that the Torah was going deep, deep into their conscience of the Nesi'im. You see, when the Torah talks about doing a mitzvah, it goes way, way beyond the surface. It's like taking a microscope and going right deep into the heart, into the mind of the person doing a mitzvah or doing an aveira. What did Hashem see in their activities that bothered Hashem, that upset him and made him remove a yud from their name? What Hashem saw, that there was a tiny, tiny element of atzlus. Atzlus means laziness. They were not completely aggressive in their contribution to give to the Mishkan. There was an element of laziness. There was a clarity wasn't there. their swiftness, the excitement, the exuberance, the setting the tone for giving towards the Mishkan was missing. They said, we're going to give at the end. But that was the problem. This was the very, very first time a tzedakah campaign was made for the Mishkan. It was a very important campaign. As I told you before, this was building the Mishkan, the microcosm of the world. Every donation meant something. And the way you gave the donation meant something. The Torah was able to dig deep, deep into their souls, into their conscience. And the Torah was able to expose that there was a very small, so small, infinitesimal, it was almost unnoticeable, but it existed, a tiny, tiny element of laziness. And they were prepared to let it go. We won't be the first ones to be the role models into giving. We'll give at the end. We'll give a lot. That Hashem was very upset. As leaders of the Bnei Yisrael, giving to the greatest contribution in history, the Nesiim should have been the first and foremost. They should have been leading the contribution by being the ones up front and to showing everybody how to give. This was the thing that was lacking. Their excitement, their zrizus, their clarity in going to do it with a passion and with a public demonstration that this is how you're supposed to give towards the Mishkan. This was lacking. Therefore, they felt very, very bad. We understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, when you're dealing with giving tzedakah, wanted to know how tzedakah should be given. We all remember that last week was Parshas Shkolim. Parshas Shkolim dealt with the Jewish people giving a machtis hashekel. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at first, when he was told about the mitzvah of machtis hashekel, needed to see, to view a machtis hashekel, a half a shekel. And the question is, why did he need to see a machtis hashekel? It's a coin. What could be so complicated about a coin? No, there were other instances that Moshe Rabbeinu needed help. We know the story of making the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu needed to view how the menorah looked because it was so intricate with the different parts, cups, the flowers, the knobs, the way they were spaced and how they were designed. How they had to be symmetrical and so perfect. He found that difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu found Kiddush Levana difficult. Exactly how is the moon supposed to look? We understand Hashem had to show him. HaKadosh says, Elachem Rosh Chodeshim. But the shekel, what was so difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu that he needed Hashem to show him a shekel? Hashem showed him a shekel out of fire. Before Shem explained, of course Moshe Rabbeinu knew what a shekel was, but he had to be shown how you give a machtis hashekel. You have to give it with a fire. There has to be an excitement. You're giving tzedakah. You're giving a donation. You're giving it towards the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash. This is what he had to see, how you give a machzis hashekel. It was given with fire. That's how you have to give tzedakah. You have to give it with a fire. This is what the Nesiim were lacking. Being that this was the very first time giving tzedakah in a public forum was being done, the Nesiim therefore were punished, and they felt very bad about it, as brought down in Inei Hadas from the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yoam Meir Bloch Zeich HaTzadik Levroch, as is brought down in the Sefer Hideko, that the Yud is not just a little letter that could get lost in the shuffle. The Yud represented that they were missing something. They were missing a piece of their honor. It was a bizayon. It was now a shame that they had missed a letter, and they were represented like they were demoted from their title of Nesiim to a certain extent. It was like they were demoted, and they felt very bad about it, as they were the leaders of the Shevet. They were the role models of the Shevet, but they didn't live up to their potential. That's what happened. That explains the reason why later on they contributed to the Mishkan first to do tshuva. And in response, from Hashem's point of view, after they've contributed the wagons and the oxen, each wanted to be the first to be the ones to bring a korban on the Mizbeach. Hashem didn't just collaborate all of the Nesiim together and let them all give one korban mentioned in the Torah. The Torah goes out of its way to mention each person's korban exactly the way he gave it, even though each person gave the identical korban as of his friend. Hashem wanted to recognize that yes, he took away a yud from their name, but he added many hundreds and hundreds of more letters to the Torah as they contributed to the korbanos, and it did not have to be written in the way the Torah wrote it. Torah writes the 12 korbanos that were identical to each other, exactly the way they were given, and HaTorah is trying to teach us that the tshuva that they presented was accepted by Hashem. The fact that in the Torah, the korbanos in Parshas Naso were mentioned, written in length, and yes, they lost one yud, one letter from their name, and Hashem, more than hundreds of times, gave it back to them by showing his love and his appreciation for their children. So it's important to stop and ponder the necessity of doing things with Zrizus. Doing things with Zrizus means you have to do a mitzvah with passion, do it with a clarity, do it with an excitement. You lead others by being a role model. You can do this by making a loud bracha, either at your Shabbos table or your supper table. Make the bracha aloud so the rest of the family answers amen. And insist that others make the bracha loud too. Set the tone. So the importance of doing a mitzvah, do it with Jesus. We know from the Torah how important the Torah emphasizes the idea of doing things with Zrizus, doing it quickly and with passion. We know Avram Avinu, it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, numerous times. Avram gets up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning to go ahead and prepare his son for the Akedah. This was an act of Zrizus. When he spoke to his wife, Sarah, when the three guests at the beginning of Vayera appeared, he said to his wife, Mahari Shalosh Se'im Kemach Soles, hurry, 3 meshes of fine flour. Because we have a mitzvah. We have to do it quickly and with a passion. We know this, there is a concept of doing mitzvahs quickly. We have an interesting pasuk where Rivka in Parshas Toldos is told, she was asked by Eliezer to give him to drink, and as well as the camels, right? Well, she offered the camels, but she had the pitcher on her shoulder, and as she was asked to go ahead and give Eliezer a drink. And excuse me, it's in Parshas Chayisara. It says in the Pasuk Mem Vav, Vayatamahir Torad Kado Me'aleha, Vatomer Shesei, she said to Eliezer, quickly, she quickly lowered the pitcher from her shoulder, and she said to him, drink, Vagam Kimalecha Ashke, and I will also give your camels to drink. Now, there's a very interesting word over here. I heard it from, I believe this was from Rav Shlomo Shvadron, a very interesting thought. Why did the Torah says Vatamahir, and she hurried and lowered the pitcher on her hand? The distance from her shoulder to her arm would be a few inches. How fast would that matter? Why is it Vatamaya? The Torah says she quickly lowered it. What was the Torah trying to tell us over here? That when Rivka was going to give Eliezer to drink, she did it in a haste. She did it quickly. She did it with a passion. Even though in time, it would be insignificant. There's no difference from the shoulder to your arm. How many split seconds would it take? Hardly anything at all. Yet, the Torah tells us, Fatimahia Fatovet Kada Me'aleha. She lowered quickly the jug from herself, and then she said to Eliezer, Shisei, Fagam Gimalecha Ashka, I'll also give your camel to drink. She was doing this out of a passion. The Torah is mentioning this to us. It's very important to know when you do a mitzvah and you do it with a passion, it's a different mitzvah. Completely different mitzvah. We understand that this is something we should try to practice when we do any mitzvah. When we come to shul, we should try to hurry a little bit and try to be on time. The zrizus, the attitude that is expressed when someone is hurrying to do a mitzvah, the zrizus in going to do a mitzvah makes the world of a difference. It actually changes the entire mitzvah to another level. But not only that, it also changes the person as well. As it says in Mishlei, Perek Chof Beis, Pasi Chof Tes. Pasi says, Chazisa Ish Mohir B'Malachtoi. You see a person who is quickly to do his work, to fulfill his obligations. Lifnei Malachim Yitziat Tzev. This person is going to be worthy of standing before kings. In our case, if we are quick to do our mitzvahs with haste and with passion, then we, not just the mitzvah, but we become worthy of standing before Hashem. We become worthy of such a accolade to be able to be one who stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doing things with zrizus, to do it swiftly and with passion, prevents us from becoming lazy people. It prevents us from doing mitzvos in a mediocre level, in a mediocre sense. We have to try to do things with zrizus. And I heard a story over that happened with Rav David Aber Chatzera, who's related to Baba Sali, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, that some person came over to him and complained, everything he does is without mazel. He can't do it. His business is going down. He tries to do something right. It doesn't work. Everything he does is just not working out for him. Rebbe, he said, give me a bracha. So he said, I'll give you a bracha that you'll have mazel. Reason, become a zoris. Do your mitzvahs with passion. Do it quickly. Do it with haste. Don't do it a mediocre way, but do it with excitement. The word mazel have the letters zrizin makdimen lemitzvahs. Mem zayin lamed. The zayin of the word mazel is reason. The mem stands for makdimen, to go forth in doing it. The mitzvahs. Lamed and the word mazel stands lemitzvahs. This is reason makdimen lemitzvahs. You want to be matzliach, you got to do your mitzvahs with zrizus. Very important. And if we take this and think about this, then I think the whole discussion about the story within the Siyam, everything now makes sense. We have to learn from the Nesiim's mistake. The Nesiim learned from their mistake. They learned that when you do a mitzvah, become a role model in doing the mitzvah. Let people learn from the way you're doing the mitzvah. Don't be ashamed to do a mitzvah. Go out and do it with a passion. Zrizin makdim la mitzvahs. When you're doing a mitzvah, do it in a hurry and do it with a passion. They were rewarded for their passion. Not one letter back. They got hundreds and hundreds of letters written in the Torah on their behalf because they recognized their avera, and therefore they corrected their atzlanus, they corrected their lazy attitude towards doing the mitzvah, and therefore they became the forerunners of doing the celebration, the inauguration of the Mishkan with zrizus, with passion, and with love and devotion. We have to learn from the Nesiim. We have to learn that we're human. We have to learn we make mistakes, and we have to learn to correct them. And if we correct them, Hashem returns back to us hundreds of times more than we could imagine. He knows how to pay us back way more than what we think we've done wrong. And we know, and this is a very famous chazal, where we mention this often during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Piskali Pesach kepiskei kemachad. Open me a door, we say, to Jewish people, to Bnei Yisrael. Hashem wants us to open up the door of tshuva, to the opening of the eye of a needle. V'ani eftach v'cha pesach kepiskei shel uvam. And I'll respond with the response of a doorway of a grand ballroom. All Hashem wants is to recognize that we have to grow, and when we make a mistake, we should correct ourselves, and Hashem will respond in an enormous way. May we approach this coming week with new energy, with new commitment, with a passion to do mitzvahs, so that others will follow in our lead, and as a result, we'll get the mitzvah of doing the mitzvahs correctly. We will be better people, better in our madrega, in our service to Hashem, and then we'll also be able to lead others in the proper way, serving Hashem daily. Have a wonderful week, and be matzliach. A good divach.